Technology is transforming many aspects of medicine, including psychotherapy. Online talk therapy is a growing business, but is it as effective as traditional therapy? And does talking about your personal issues over the internet with a therapist remain private and secure? This week on WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, Take Care, hosts Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen speak with Dr. Lynn Bufka of the American Psychological Association about what to consider before choosing online talk therapy.
So would you explain, how does online therapy work?
There's many formats to it. The one that's been studied the most and for which we have the most evidence for its success is when individuals use video conferencing. So instead of being face-to-face in the same room, they're face-to-face through their computer monitors or other screen so that they're seeing a therapist, the therapist is seeing them, they're having a conversation in real time.
And it's certainly more convenient. Even if there's a good therapist on the next block, what are the advantages?
Therapists have different areas of expertise. There might be a good therapist on the next block, but they may be less familiar with the kinds of problems that you particularly are facing, and so they may not be the best fit for you. Or perhaps you particularly want to have therapy with somebody who's of the same background as you are, the same gender, or certain kinds of characteristics that are important and meaningful to you. You may not find a match in your immediate area. From a clinical point of view, you know, there are certain disorders that can make it really hard to actually get to psychotherapy, no matter how physically convenient a location may seem to be. Perhaps you have some sort of physical condition that makes travel challenging, or perhaps you have obligations where you're caring for somebody that you really can't physically leave an area for a long period.
How can a patient be assured that their information remains confidential and private? Because it's only as private as the app or the site is secure.
That's a very important question. And one of the reasons that we often have concerns about the expanding use of telepractice, because I think, you know, certainly psychologists and other mental health providers are very much trained in issues of confidentiality. And so it becomes really important if you're going to engage in intervention using telepractice to make sure that the vendor that's making that connection for you is well-versed in these kinds of things. Talk with the clinician about those kinds of things. Make sure that that person is cognizant of that and has plans for ensuring that.
What advice do you have for people who are considering some form of online therapy?
Well, I think one of the most important things is to make sure the person that's providing care to you has the appropriate credentials, to make sure that they're licensed in the state you're in. That provides you a little more protection. But then beyond that, to also know that they have some competence in delivering care through technology. I think another thing to think about, it becomes incumbent upon you to secure your environment. You know, if you choose to text message with your therapist, don't leave your phone unlocked. If you're video conferencing with your therapist, do it in a place where you're certain that the security of your system is up to date. We have to protect our own devices, make sure there's security on that we're in secure locations.
That was psychologist Dr. Lynn Bufka speaking with Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen. More of their conversation can be heard on Take Care, WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, Saturday morning at 6:30 and Sunday evening at 6:30. Support for this story comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.